Good evening and welcome to Animal Nation, the radio program that keeps track of animal rights. I'm Jackie Dove. When we think about factory farming, the animals that most often come to mind are the traditional so-called food animals, cows, pigs, chickens, turkeys. While some may be aware of the use of ducks for the cruel foie gras trade, less is known today about the routine factory farming of ducks for their flesh. But duck meat is a big trade in the U.S., and getting bigger every day. And the cruel treatment of factory farm ducks is now receiving more attention. Viva, a group that works both in the UK and the US, is spearheading a campaign against the factory farming of ducks. And here to tell us about it is Patrick Sullivan and Andrea Lindsay of Viva. Andrea and Patrick, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I'd like to start out with talking about Viva. Exactly what is Viva?
Viva is an international animal protection organization that started in England, and now it's begun a chapter in the United States about a year ago. And as its first campaign, it's focusing on the factory farming of ducks in the United States.
And why was Viva formed?
Well, Viva was formed because people had very strong concerns about the fact that animals were enduring some really terrible conditions and then being killed so that people could eat them. We really wanted to educate, the people who founded Viva really wanted to educate people about the suffering and the cruelty that goes on in factory farming.
Now, I understand that Viva operates in the UK, for instance. Were they actually formed there, or is it a United States-based group?
That's right. It was formed in the UK, and a little over a year ago, a chapter started here. And Andrea and I are both from a San Francisco chapter of the United States organization.
And what previous campaigns has Viva undertaken?
Well, in the United Kingdom, they've helped to convince grocery stores all across the country to drop, for instance, kangaroo meat, and other forms of exotic meat. They've also just done an enormous amount of education about factory farming issues of all kinds, the suffering that pigs go through in factory farming, a lot of other issues. In the United States, as I said, it's a really new organization, and this is the first campaign that that the organization has embarked upon.
And when did Viva start its campaign in the U.S. to outlaw the factory farming of ducks for meat?
I believe that was started about a year ago in the United States.
And why did Viva focus on ducks? And there are many, many animals, obviously, as Patrick has just mentioned, that suffer in factory farms. Why did the United States portion of Viva decide to focus in on ducks particularly?
Well, I think for two main reasons. Number one, there was growing evidence that there were some really horrendous practices in an industry that was relatively new. The duck industry has been pretty small in the United States for a long time, and it's just started to really grow in the last few years. And investigators who went to some of the duck farms around the country were seeing some things that they thought consumers really needed to know about. But I think there's also the fact that ducks really highlight something about factory farming. They're aquatic animals. People see them in the wild all the time, and they don't realize that when they go into the grocery store and buy a dead duck, they're buying an animal that has been raised in a crowded shed that probably has never seen the light of day, that never gets access to water to swim or to dabble in. It highlights the fact that factory farming puts animals in a situation that's totally alien to their natural behavior. It's very cruel, and that's why we started this campaign.
Yeah, and I'm going to go into more detail about that in a couple of minutes. You mentioned something that I want to follow up on. You implied that duck meat was a relatively new phenomenon in the United States. Is there any reason why that is becoming more popular?
I think there's the increasing idea that white meat, as they like to call it, poultry, is a healthy alternative to red meat. And a lot of people also think that it's more ethical to eat birds than cows, is what I hear a lot of times. For example, when we were in front of Whole Foods today, I heard that argument a number of times.
Has anybody given you a reason why it would be more ethical, for instance, to factory farm a duck rather than a cow? I mean, have they been able to give you their reasoning on that?
No, there's been a real lack of reasoning. I think that people feel closer to mammals than they do to birds.
But many people are also very surprised when they find out how ducks are raised on factory farms. They have the idea that these animals are swimming around in a lake somewhere and that, you know, they're eventually killed, but before they are, they live this, you know, relatively happy life, and that's just not the case. They're very shocked to hear what the actual conditions are.
Yeah, let's go into some of the details about the conditions under which ducks live in factory farms.
There's a variety of problems with the way that the ducks are raised. As Patrick mentioned, they're denied any access to water. Most of them, the only contact with water that they have is through a watering nipple. And by nature, ducks eat by dipping their beaks into the water and filtering out plankton and other small plant and animal nutrients. So they're denied the water. They're crowded into very small sheds in filthy, horrible conditions, where it just reeks of pneumonia, and oftentimes they're forced to live on grates where their feet are not used to it, and oftentimes they'll end up falling into those grates, unable to stand, and suffer for days, and oftentimes are trampled by other ducks and are killed.
When VIVA investigators went to Grimaud Farms, which is located near Stockton here in California, they found that the ducks there were also de-beaked, that they'd had a portion of their beak cut off. And this is done in the duck industry because the animals are kept in such crowded conditions that they hurt each other. They pull feathers, they peck each other. The only way to keep them from injuring the other birds is to take off the sharp part of their bill. It's a very painful process, but it's...
Well, it sounds like the de-beaking of chickens in the factory farms that raise chickens. Is that kind of analogous, would you say?
It's very much the same thing.
Debilling. It sounds really barbaric. How does it affect the health and well-being of the ducks?
Well, it's funny. The Grimaud Farms is a French-based organization, and one of their representatives in France actually co-authored a study that appeared in an animal agriculture journal about this very issue, about what effect debilling has on ducks. And this study concluded that it has long-term effects on the ducks' well-being, on their ability to eat, and that it's painful, both, of course, obviously during the debilling process, but it continues to be painful throughout their lives until they're killed.
I understand, or I assume that no anesthetic, for instance, is used when they do the debilling operations.
That's correct. It would be far too costly to use those kind of procedures.
You also mentioned the filth of some of these duck farms. Why do they have to be so filthy?
I think it's like any other industry. You're talking about mass production. They don't look at these ducks as animals or living feeling creatures. They look at them simply as products, and it's cheaper to crowd them into small sheds. It's more profitable not to clean those sheds, and ultimately the animals are going to be killed, so most, I don't think, see a point in giving them healthy, clean living conditions.
I understand, too, that many ducks die as a result of intensive factory farming conditions. What actually is the cause of their deaths?
Because the ducks aren't provided with enough water for dabbling or for bathing, that's how they keep themselves clean in the wild. In these factory farms, in these sheds that are so crowded and so filthy, they don't have access to that kind of water, so they get infections. They get infections of the eye, other parts of their body. So that's often, severely debilitating. And, you know, then again, there's also just the question of, you know, so many animals in so small a space, sometimes they do hurt each other. There's also the slaughter issue, which maybe you're going to get to. But, you know, people often assume that animals in agriculture are killed in some kind of humane way, that, you know, any animal that ends up on their plate has just been sort of put to sleep. But in fact, nothing could be further from the truth, especially with ducks. With ducks, even the USDA estimates that the stunning methods that are used to sort of knock these animals unconscious before their throats are cut are so inadequate that many, many, many times the ducks are still conscious when their throats are cut. And what's even worse is that the ducks are often still conscious and still alive when they're dumped into boiling water to take off their feathers. So you're talking about essentially boiling an animal alive. It's a pretty horrendous procedure.
Do any humane laws already on the books protect ducks in these factory farms?
Like all agricultural animals, they are not, they don't fall under any guidelines for humane care or treatment or anything else.
The Federal Animal Welfare Act excludes all farm animals.
I understand, too, that they actually send ducklings through the U.S. mail. Could that be possible? How would they do something like that?
They often ship them through the mail. They claim to do it by express or priority mail, but regardless, the Postal Service is not informed that there are live animals under their care. They are not provided any food or water, and oftentimes the package will sit at the post office till someone comes to pick the ducklings up because the post office has no idea that there's live cargo.
Live cargo. When we talk about the factory farming of ducks, are they actually bred at these farms specifically, like chicken farms, and they just breed them and they have all of these eggs and they lay and all of this stuff? Is that what they do with the ducks as well?
The procedures differ. I know that Gramat has a breeding facility in France, and many of their ducks for their farm in Stockton come from that. They're shipped over. But I believe they also breed in the farm near Stockton as well.
What species of ducks are actually used for duck meat? Would we know them if we saw them out in the wild?
Muscovies are what they raise at Gramat Farms, and they're pretty recognizable, yeah. There are other species, but Muscovy is the kind that you're most likely to find on the shelf here in California.
Mm-hmm. I thought, too, that they used a duck that was very related to ducks that we see here in San Francisco in the lake, the wild ducks that we see, the mallard ducks, the toy ducks that we see in Golden Gate Park. Is that true?
Well, they have the same needs as those ducks, the same, you know, physiology, the same, you know, desire for water and you know, all the same needs that any duck has, which they're not fulfilled on a factory farm.
They do also slaughter mallards for consumption. Gramat Farms, which is the farm we've mainly been discussing tonight, does not raise mallards for slaughter. However, there are duck farms in the U.S. that do raise mallards, which are the beautiful, colorful birds you'll see out on ponds for consumption.
About how many ducks are slaughtered for the food trade every year in the United States, would you estimate?
The numbers have gone up. I believe that as of the late 90s, it was about 22 million. The most recent estimate that I've seen is 24 million.
And what percentage of that is that of the entire poultry trade, would you say?
Boy, that I don't know. There are an enormous number of chickens and turkeys slaughtered as well, and we're talking about tens of millions of animals at least, perhaps hundreds of millions, actually hundreds of millions, I'm sure.
Well, has Viva made a count of how many duck farms there actually are in the United States, and then say how many are actually in California?
From my understanding, in the U.S., there hasn't necessarily been that count, and if people have investigated it, it's not something we've published at this point. However, the ones in California tend to be in the more rural areas, and they tend to be large, so there isn't an enormous number of them at this point because they are involved in factory farming, and there are the smaller farms as well, but I think Gramat and Maple Leaf are two of the bigger ones, and that's why Viva chose to investigate those farms.
There is an undercover video that you guys shot, that your organization shot at one point, I believe, last year. Can you give us a narrative of what's on that video?
Sure. It's footage that's taken at several factory duck farms. One of them is Gramat, the farm near Stockton. And what's clear from the video is that these are animals being raised in completely unnatural conditions. They're in fully enclosed sheds. They don't see daylight. They're crowded. There are hundreds and hundreds of ducks. They're on floors that are, you know, slates. You know, they're not anything like the earth that they're used to. Grimaud claims to put shavings down to kind of cushion the duck's feet because they frequently develop foot problems from hard floors. They claim to put shavings down, but when you look in the video, it's quite clear that the shavings are just sort of scattered very haphazardly. There's not very much of it at all. You see ducks that have gotten out of the enclosures and are wandering around. One investigator found a duck who had been caught in a grate and was sitting there struggling. God knows how long he'd been there. There's also, when you look at the video and you look at the still pictures that these investigators took at Grimaud and at Maple Leaf, the most dramatic thing is the debilling. Everyone that I've talked to who has seen the video, has seen the pictures, is just horrified by this thing. The duck is mutilated by this procedure, and it's very striking and kind of hard to watch.
How did your undercover person actually get into the Grimaud farm to videotape?
I don't know. We received those videos, but we weren't provided any information about how exactly the person went in. We just know that even Grimaud has authenticated them. They've been sent the video, and they know, and they've said in letters that this is shot footage that's been shot at their farm.
And who do you show these videos to?
We'll show them to anyone who's willing to watch. We use them on television, public access. We provide them to the media to hopefully show on air and educate people. And, of course, all the animal people who already know the story but are willing to watch it again.
And people can actually get the videos if they want. They can get them from the Viva website. It's vivausa.org.
And has this video been, say, shown on any of the commercial news stations, for instance, here in the Bay Area?
I don't believe we've gotten any airtime on any of the commercial news stations here in the Bay Area yet, but we're working towards that.
And of the folks that you have showed this video to, has this changed public opinion in any way about the factory farming of ducks in particular and, say, even the factory farming of other animals in general?
I think it definitely has changed people's opinions about factory farming on ducks and then extended it to their opinion of factory farming of animals in general. I think that when people look at a video of these animals who they're used to seeing in relaxing settings out on a pond being treated in such horrible conditions and being slaughtered, they start to consider first the ducks and then extend that consciousness to other animals. So that I think it serves to help the ducks but also extends to other animals.
You mentioned that you had your Grimaud Farms video authenticated by Grimaud Farms. What is their reaction to seeing, in an objective way, how they treat their animals? Did they have any response to the video?
Well, of course, they're quite angry. They're quite angry that they have been exposed in this way. They're especially angry because the people that they sell ducks to, the supermarkets, Whole Foods, and other stores have really started to ask them some hard questions. And some supermarkets have even, some health chains have even dropped Grimaud and Maple Leaf products completely after seeing the video. So they've been quite angry and quite upset about this situation. But they've also been remarkably honest about the fact that the things that are going on in the video are really happening there at their farm.
So have they undertaken to make any changes, for instance, in the way they treat the ducks now that this has become public?
Well, it's a really interesting issue because Whole Foods has gone to Grimaud, apparently, here in California and talked to them about it. And Whole Foods in California has not been willing yet to drop Grimaud from their shelves. But the regional meat buyer for Whole Foods in this area has said that Grimaud is going to eventually, at some point, embark on a pilot program where they don't debill a small number of ducks to see how that works. And so that seems to be their major reform, their major response. At some point, they will launch the small pilot program. And what we say to that is McDonald's has already asked its suppliers to stop debilling chickens. It's obvious that it can be done, and here's a farm that is trying to put it off as much as possible.
What would you suggest? Have you put out guidelines? Has Viva put out guidelines on what it suggests would be more humane treatment of the ducks?
We don't offer guidelines to farms. Viva doesn't offer guidelines to farms, and it doesn't suggest humane farms. We would like to see people not eat ducks at all, even ducks that are supposedly from humane farms. We think that people should be vegetarian. We would, of course, like to see farms, improve the way they treat animals, but we think ultimately we need to stop eating ducks and other animals.
Well, you've targeted Maple Leaf and you've targeted Gramont. Are there any other farms that exist, say, in California right now?
There are others. We don't have undercover video or photos from them, so we're choosing not to focus on them at the moment. But it's quite clear from some of the background research that we've done that conditions are basically the same all through the duck industry.
I'd like to talk about your campaign here in San Francisco Bay Area. When did you launch your duck meat campaign here in San Francisco?
I think we launched the campaign a few months ago, starting out at Trader Joe's here in San Francisco, asking them to drop their duck meat. Since then, we've also added Whole Foods to our campaign. So it's been a few months.
And what stores here in the Bay Area, starting with San Francisco and going throughout the region, actually do sell duck meat? I don't go to the meat counter much, but
right.
I guess I haven't really taken note of whether duck meat is sort of universally available or whether only just a few stores sell it right now.
Right now in the Bay Area, we're aware that Trader Joe's does sell it in all of their locations in the Bay Area that we have been to, and Whole Foods also sells duck meat. I don't know if San Francisco has a Walmart, but if we do, Walmart does carry duck meat from Gramont and or Maple Leaf Farms.
What about the big chains like Safeway and Albertsons and the big supermarkets? Are they carrying that stuff now?
The big supermarkets that we've investigated here don't seem to be carrying Gramont or Maple Leaf. I don't know why that is, but they're not.
But they do sell duck meat from other sources.
Yes, they do.
So what has been the response of, say, Trader Joe's and some of the other stores that you've targeted? What have they responded to you at all?
Well, we did have some success on the East Coast with a campaign, not here in San Francisco. In North and South Carolina, a chain of stores called Earth Fare dropped the duck meat from all of their 5 locations in North and South Carolina. Here in San Francisco, Trader Joe's was anything but interested in talking to us about the issue of duck meat. It seems we've had some success with Whole Foods as far as engaging in dialogue with them and having some success contacting the meat buyer from this region to investigate the conditions of the farm. Our concern, of course, is they go out to the farms and get the white glove tour of the farms and decide that everything's okay. So we're currently in the process of dialoguing with Whole Foods and are hopeful that they'll maintain their policy of not selling factory farmed meat and get rid of their duck meat.
Well, what do you mean by the white glove tour?
They've said that they went out and toured the farms and that the conditions are great, and clearly the video that we have has demonstrated that the conditions aren't great, that the conditions aren't clean, that the ducks are being debilled, and Whole Foods has made the argument that they've been out there, the shavings are changed frequently, it doesn't smell, they're in conditions that aren't overly crowded. So I think that they're definitely getting a prettier tour than the spontaneous one that Viva investigators took themselves on.
Have any stores actually pulled duck meat off the market as a result of the Viva campaign, either here in San Francisco or in any of the other states that you have campaigns in?
Well, as Andrea mentioned a few minutes ago, Earth Fare in North and South Carolina has dropped duck meat completely. Earth Fare is a chain of 5 stores, and they've dropped...
Is that a natural food store? Is that...
Right, it's something like a smaller version of Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And then there have actually also been, in other regions, some success with Whole Foods. The Midwest region of Whole Foods has apparently dropped dropped meat from Gramont and Maple Leaf. And here in the Bay Area, I should mention that the Whole Foods market in Sevastopol, which is in Sonoma County, has also stopped carrying Gramade, at least temporarily. The manager said that he's very concerned by these issues, and he is not going to carry duck meat from Gramade until he's satisfied that things have changed there.
Now, if you don't get a response, say, from Trader Joe's and some of the other places, are you planning to step up public activity, for instance, sponsor protests or show the video outside their store or something like that?
We have been sponsoring protests for the last few months. At this point, we're kind of waiting to get responses from Whole Foods. Again, Trader Joe's has not been very responsive in our dialoguing, so at this point, we are discussing stepping up the campaign, but haven't made any firm decisions aside from protesting what all that will involve. And obviously, public education is always a part of our campaign, showing the video to as many people as possible and distributing our literature.
And what can our listeners do if they want to assist Viva in putting a stop to the factory farming of ducks and the sale of duck meat at locations here in San Francisco and the Bay Area?
One thing I would suggest is if you shop at Whole Foods or at Trader Joe's, contacting the manager and expressing your disgust with the fact that they continue to sell Gramade meat and hopefully all duck meat, I think that that can have a powerful impact. Also, you can visit our website at www.vivausa.org and get more information about how you can become involved with local demonstrations. You can also contact the Whole Foods regional manager. His name is Walter Robb, and the phone number is 415-431-6777, and let him know how you feel about Whole Foods selling duck meat. Again, as I mentioned earlier, Whole Foods has a policy of not selling factory-farmed meat, and our investigations have revealed that these duck farms are indeed factory farms. So to be in line with the policies that they present to their customers, Whole Foods should be dropping this duck meat.
So basically, folks should just call these stores and register their objection to selling duck meat.
That's probably the most helpful way to help out at this point and spread the word, and also, again, become involved with the campaign. Visit the website and get in touch with us. We do demonstrations.
Do you have a contact phone number, for instance, here in San Francisco?
People can contact me if they like. My name is Andrea Lindsay, and they can contact me at 415-846-2238, and I can let them know how they can become more locally involved in the campaign.
Thank you very much, Patrick Sullivan and Andrea Lindsay. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to an interview with Viva members Patrick Sullivan and Andrea Lindsay talking about the factory farming of ducks. And you can help put a stop to that by calling Trader Joe's and Whole Foods in San Francisco. You're tuned to Animal Nation. Animal Nation airs every Monday from 7:30 to 8 p.m. on 90.3 FM KUSF. If you'd like to contact Animal Nation, please do so by email at animalnation@yahoo.com. I'm Jackie Dove. Thanks for listening.